Negro Creek flows through parts of Bureau County, which is located at the top of the Illinois River Valley region. The origins of the creek's name can be traced back to the 1800s. Local historian Sarah Cooper says some of the earliest records were documented by another historian.
Nehemiah Mattson says that Negro Creek was named that for a black man who settled briefly, anyway, at the mouth of Negro Creek in 1829.
The African-American to whom Mattson referred was named Adams. Other writings about the creek's name make mention of another black settler, Enoch Love. Pulling out a current map of the county, Cooper shows us that nearly 200 years later, you can still see the name when tracing the path of this body of water.
It starts here, it continues here and there. It says Negro Creek right there, and that's, you know, you coming through Seatonville, and then it goes up here, and then see, it peters out here. It's kind of the edge of the county.
The fact that the name Negro Creek still appears on a map doesn't sit well with Philip Mole, an aerial surveyor who recently moved to the area with his wife. Mole says what also bothered him was that when he heard other people referring to the creek, he sometimes heard a racial slur associated with the word Negro. So Mole decided to lead an effort to get the name changed.
By having it named Negro Creek on the official map, that just lends to people using the slang term for the name of the creek. And that's why I came to the point where I figured some sort of action, or at least bringing it to the public's awareness, was necessary.
While he doesn't have a specific example, Mole says he has talked with local African Americans about the issue. He sensed a dislike for the name, but also a reluctance to lobby for a change.
The African Americans we have here, still, we're not too comfortable about talking about Negro Creek. They didn't want to make trouble. They didn't want to make waves.
Bureau County's African-American population is less than 1%, according to the 2010 census. Decades ago, African-Americans did have a larger presence in the area when many of them worked on the coal mines. One of the men who used to work on those coal mines was the father of Danielle Lynch, an African-American who grew up in the town of Depew, which is also where Philip Mole resides. Lynch, who now lives in Ohio, says she had a good experience growing up in Depew.
I got a taste of all different nationalities, and growing up, we didn't know that there was any differences in each other. We were called the melting pot. We were the black family, then, you know, there was Spanish families, Laotians.
As a child, Lynch was aware of Negro Creek, but she says she didn't hear anyone refer to it by using a racial slur. And the name of the creek itself didn't appear to be a big issue at the time, at least to her. Earlier this year, when she became aware of the name-changing effort, Lynch discovered there was heavy opposition to the name growing up. Much to her surprise, that opposition came from within her own family.
My father was very upset with the name Negro Creek, and he did try to have it changed because he didn't want us around it, which, again, he sheltered us from that. And until all this has came out, my older brother is the one that had told me that my dad had tried to get the name changed, but it fell onto deaf ears.
Through social media, Lynch says she also discovered people she grew up with making racially charged comments when engaged in discussion about the issue. She says that made her very upset. Now Lynch is following in the footsteps of her father and is supporting local efforts to get rid of the name. Philip Mole and his supporters suggest renaming the creek Love's Creek in honor of Enoch Love, the settler mentioned earlier in this story. Mole says, given the opposition he has encountered at the local level, he's focused on pressuring state officials to intervene. Negro Creek runs right through the heart of Seatonville, a tiny town close to Depew. Chad Irio says the creek has been a big part of his life and the lives of everyone else in Seatonville.
We've all been raised around it. Our kids played in it. We play in it. Our parents have played in it. We fish in it.
Irio, who is white, has led efforts to keep the name Negro Creek. He does acknowledge that some people in the area still use the racial slur when talking about it.
There are a handful of people that still use that term for the creek, and just use that term, period. But most of them are older people. The term is starting to fade away.
Irio says renaming the creek won't change any racial tendencies within certain people. He says education will. Irio also says keeping the name provides an opportunity to teach people about the county's African-American history.
Teach why it's named Negro Creek, where the name came from, why we're proud of the black history in this area. Bureau County was one of the most progressive counties in the state of Illinois with the Underground Railroad and Owen Lovejoy. And this is not a racist community. It's not a racist county.
But Daniel Lynch says in this day and age, the word Negro is offensive to African Americans because it opens the door to people using the racial slur. And she says, given all the progress her people have made, the early African American settlers in Bureau County deserve better.
They were not Negroes. They had names. So name that creek after the people that they know for a fact had homes on that creek.
Both sides agree there is a silver lining in this debate. They say it has created more awareness about the county's African American history, both good and bad. And with or without a name change, both sides also favor putting up some sort of monument in honor of the early black settlers along Negro Creek. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.